Mark Mendelson is a professor and an infectious disease expert at the University of Cape Town. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and good afternoon to your listeners.
What were you told your first word was?
No. But I do hope I don't sound as much like Piers Morgan. That's all I'm really hoping for.
Okay, you don't. And you're not terribly interested in Meghan and Markle and Oprah on Monday night?
No.
There we go. You see, your first word, and a word you use often, still is no. The piece that you wrote on Daily Maverick today, we need a robust influenza vaccination and prevention plan to avoid a COVID flu double whammy as we head towards the change of seasons. We're heading into August, then August into winter. How did we do with flu last year, Mark? I don't know anybody who had flu last year.
Yeah, so last year, the normal winter flu epidemic was basically we didn't really see it. We had some initial cases of influenza in our hospitals around February and early March, but basically the lockdown, the school closures, and various other factors just really put paid to it, and we really didn't see anything like we normally see. In each season, in each winter respiratory virus season.
Why would potentially this year change the pattern and go back to something similar or something worse than the flu times of pre-pandemic years?
Well, I mean, I think the first thing to say about influenza, unfortunately, a bit like SARS-CoV-2, is it's the only predictable thing about it is its unpredictability. I mean, we expect viral, influenza seasons each year around May, June, July. And the fact that we are no longer in full lockdown, that schools are going to be reopening, and we know that for influenza that's quite a melting pot of transmission. The other issues are that there are still a few travelers coming in, and therefore it's well possible with the move indoors and therefore increasing potentially transmission to a large number of people, we could well see another flu, an influenza epidemic like we would normally see. We may not, but the point is that we can't afford to have this double whammy, really, of an influenza epidemic and potentially a third wave of COVID at the same time. It would put massive strain, potentially, on our health system.
How do we mitigate the risk of that, minimize and mitigate the risk of that, then?
So, I mean, thankfully, the sort of public health interventions that we've all come to know so well in terms of the social distancing, masking, hand hygiene, and all those issues play into this because like COVID, influenza is transvirus transmitted from the respiratory tract, and therefore you're reducing droplet spread and these issues. The other important public health intervention is to really avoid indoor mass gatherings, large numbers of people. And then the last sort of main public health intervention, particularly for people at high risk of severe influenza, is to vaccinate. We have a very good influenza vaccine. It's an inactivated vaccine, and we need to give that each year to people in the high risk groups, which, the top group would be pregnant women who get influenza pneumonia very severely. People with HIV, living with HIV and chronic lung disease, chronic cardiac disease, neurological problems, diabetics and people with morbid obesity. And then healthcare workers are an important group because, if we get influenza, we can transmit it to vulnerable patients.
Is there a vaccine in the making? I mean, it's something that happens every year. They look at what the dominant strains of flu are likely to be and then make a vaccine to counter those dominant strains. Is that work has been done, is still being done, is it?
No, absolutely. That work is done beforehand. So each year at the end of the influenza season, the WHO convenes a panel for the Southern Hemisphere and similarly for the Northern Hemisphere. And there, after their season, looks at what the main strains of influenza are circulating in the population, and next year's vaccine, which is now this year's vaccine, will be comprised of those. There is a vaccine. South Africa procures around 800,000 to a million doses per year, and that starts to get rolled out from mid to late March, early April, to clinics and to hospitals to be able to vaccinate the vulnerable population.
And your advice to people who are in the vulnerable parts of the population that you outlined, as soon as you can get a flu vaccine, take it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, firstly, just from influenza itself, as I say, one cannot predict what's going to happen. But if we do get an influenza epidemic season, then, you know, this virus is dangerous to people, particularly the high risk groups. And as I point out in the article, in general, the average death rate from influenza in South Africa each year is somewhere around 10,000 cases. Now, that's small in comparison to COVID, but it's very significant toll on life. And vaccination is an excellent prevention tool, along with the public health measures that we've outlined.
Professor Mark Mendelsohn, thanks for talking to us this afternoon, an infectious diseases expert at the University of Cape Town.